May the Lord help us to commence with hymn number 281. 281. The Lord will happiness divine on contrite hearts bestow. Then tell me, gracious God, is mine a contrite heart or no? Hymn 281.
To help us. There are two psalms this evening that I'd like us to read together. Our first psalm will be the 69th psalm, and our second will be the 86th psalm. So two psalms this evening, the 69th and the 86th. Let's read together our first psalm, the 69th psalm. To the chief musician upon Shishonim, a psalm of David. Save me, O God, for the waters are come into my soul. I sink in deep mire, where there is no standing. I am come into deep waters, where the floods overflow me. I am weary of my crying. My throat is dried. Mine eyes fail, while I wait for my God. They that hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of mine head. They that would destroy me, being mine enemies, wrongfully are mighty. Then I restored that which I took not away. O God, thou knewest my foolishness, and my sins are not hid from thee. Let not them that wait on thee, O Lord God of hosts, be ashamed for my sake. Let not those that seek thee be confounded for my sake, O God of Israel. Because for thy sake I have borne reproach. Shame have covered my face. I am become a stranger unto my brethren, and an alien unto my mother's children. For the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up, and the reproaches of them that reproach thee are fallen upon me. When I wept and chastened my soul with fasting, that was to my reproach. I made sackcloth also my garment, and I became a proverb to them. They that sit in the gate speak against me, and I was the song of the drunkards. But as for me, my prayer is unto thee, O Lord, in an acceptable time. O God, in the multitude of thy mercy, hear me in the truth of thy salvation. Deliver me out of the mire, and let me not sink. Let me be delivered from them that hate me, and out of the deep waters. Let not the water flood overthrow me, neither let the deep swallow me up, and let not the pit shut her mouth upon me. Hear me, O Lord, for thy loving kindness is good. Turn unto me according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, and hide not thy face from thy servant, for I am in trouble. Hear me speedily. Draw nigh unto my soul and redeem it. Deliver me because of mine enemies. Thou hast known my reproach and my shame and my dishonour. Mine adversaries are all before thee. Reproach hath broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness, and I looked for some to take pity, but there was none, and for comforters, but I found none. They gave me also gall for my meat, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Let their table become a snare before them, and that which should have been for their welfare, let it become a trap. Let their eyes be darkened, that they see not, and make their loins continually to shake. Pour out thine indignation upon them, and let thy wrathful anger take hold of them. Let their habitation be desolate, and let none dwell in their tents. For they persecute him whom thou hast smitten, and they talk to the grief of those whom thou hast wounded. Add iniquity unto their iniquity, and let them not come into thy righteousness. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living, and not be written with the righteous, but I am poor and sorrowful. Let thy salvation, O God, set me on high. I will praise the name of God with the song, and will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or bullock that hath horns and hoofs. The humble shall see this and be glad, and your heart shall live that seek God. For the Lord heareth the poor, and despiseth not his prisoners. Let the heaven and earth praise him, the seas and everything that moveth therein. For God will save Zion, and will build the cities of Judah, that they may dwell there, and have it in possession. The seed also of his servant shall inherit it, and they that love his name shall dwell therein. Let's now read together the 86th Psalm. Psalm number 86. A prayer of David. Bow down thine ear, O Lord. Hear me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my soul, for I am holy. O thou my God, save thy servant that trusteth in thee. Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. Rejoice the day of thy servant, for unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. For thou, Lord, art good, and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplications. In the day of my trouble I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. Among the gods there is none like unto thee, O Lord. Neither are there any works like unto thy works. All nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before thee, O Lord, shall glorify thy name, for thou art great, and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. I will praise thee, O Lord, my God, with all my heart. I will glorify thy name for evermore. For great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. O God, the proud are risen against me, and the assemblies of violent men have sought after my soul, and have not set thee before them. But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering and plenteous in mercy and truth. O turn unto me, and have mercy upon me. Give thy strength unto thy servant, and save the son of thine handmaid. Show me a token for good, that they which hate me may see it, and be ashamed. Because thou, Lord, hast helped me, and comforted me. And we'll leave the reading of the holy word of God there. And may the Lord Spirit be pleased to bless those two portions of his word that we've read together. May the Lord please to bless them to each of our souls, and may he help each of us to pray. O Lord, thou knowest, and what a mercy thou dost know. Thou knowest, Lord, all about us. Thou knowest, Lord, the state and condition of each as they appear here. Those, Lord, at their own homes, unable to be here. Those, Lord, who sigh and cry. Oh, Lord, we've got so much to sigh and cry over. We have to sigh and cry over the abominations that are done in the land. And yea, Lord, we have to come very, very personally to me, to each. How we have to sigh and cry over our own abominations. How we have to sigh and cry over our own wicked heart. That evil heart of unbelief, a heart that's deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know it? O Lord, much to be ashamed of, much to be abashed over, much failings, much shortcomings, much iniquity, much sins. And yet, Lord, thou came into this world to save sinners, to seek and save those that are lost. O Lord, oh what a mercy, Lord, for we feel to be such sinners. Yea, Lord, there's that one in thy word, Paul, who called himself the chiefest of sinners. What a mercy, Lord, that it's recorded in thy word. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief, of whom I am chief, Lord. Thou did come into this world to save such. And what a mercy, Lord, that salvation is full and free, wrought out by a precious Christ, for those, Lord, who have nothing, nothing to bring, nothing worthy of merit, nothing good in and of themselves. No, Lord, we've only got our sin, shortcomings, failings, iniquities. Oh, Lord, but what a mercy that thou knowest those that are thine. They're graven, yea, Lord, graven on the palms of thy hands, thy very heart, those that whose names have been put in that Lamb's book of life. Yes, Lord, sinners, every single one. And Lord, what a mercy if each here, each listening, have that hope. The one in the pulpit, that hope, that good hope through grace that we're thine. Yes, Lord, don't deserve to be thine. Don't deserve to be numbered amongst thy people. Don't deserve anything from thee, Lord, except eternal condemnation. The wages of sin is death, eternal separation. And that's, Lord, what we deserve. In that place, Lord, where the worm dieth not, where that fire is not quenched, where there is no escape, that great gulf that's fixed, that's what we deserve, Lord. That's what we've earned. And yet, Lord, we thank thee for thy word. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Oh, Lord, we don't deserve eternal life, eternal death, eternal damnation. And yet, Lord, thy dear Son, a precious Christ, came into this world to give his life a ransom for many. Yea, for all, gave his life a ransom for all of his people. Paid the price for their sins, died, suffered, bled and died in their room place instead, rose again the third day for their justification. And Lord, that's what we plead. We plead him. Nothing of self to plead. Nothing. Nothing in ourselves to give the Creator delight or merit thy esteem. Nothing that we have not received. We will plead a precious Christ. We will plead him and what he and what has done. And what a mercy, Lord, that there is that mediator in God and men, the man Christ Jesus. The mediator of a better covenant. The mediator of a new covenant, not the covenant of work, not the covenant of works, because we're condemned under that, but the covenant of grace. By grace you're saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. No works to plead, Lord. We'd not attempt to. No. The best we can do is stained with sin. And Lord, but we can plead a Saviour. Plead a precious Christ. And Lord, may we each be enabled to do so there before thee. Approach unto thee and that name above every name, the name of Jesus. That name that at every knee shall bow in heaven and upon earth. And may, Lord, we bow the knee before thee in supplication. And may, Lord, we confess our sins. Grant that true spirit of confession, Lord, not just to pay lip service to these things, but truly confess. For if we confess our sins, thou art faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And how we need cleansing, Lord. How we need cleansing. We're filthy. Filthy rags. And yet, Lord, it's the robe of thy righteousness that's put on to thy people. Oh, those filthy garments taken away. And that robe of thy righteousness. What a mercy, Lord. We've got no righteousness of our own. All our righteousness is filthy rags. And yet to be clothed
to be clothed, to be washed in the precious blood of a precious Saviour. Oh Lord, may we each know that we're washed. May we each know that our sins are forgiven. That, Lord, we're made acceptable in the sight of a thrice holy God. Assure each of us of it, Lord. And let none, Lord, put their hopes for heaven on a false foundation. No, Lord. Any, Lord, that are building their hopes for heaven on anything they've got that they have not received. Or that perhaps those things they've not done in the way of sin. No, Lord. May we have that right foundation. And that is a precious Christ. May our hopes for heaven, our hopes for eternity, our hopes to be with thee, founded upon that sure foundation, that immovable, that rock, and the rock that followed them was Christ. That rock, that firm foundation. May we not build our hopes for heaven upon shifting sand or emotion or notion. No, we know real religion is more than notion. Something must be known and felt. May we feel it, may we know it. And may we love thee for what thou hast done. May we love thee more, Lord. What a mercy, Lord, of each here, each gathering, each listening. What a mercy if each love thee. I feel my love to come so poor, thou knowest, Lord, so inadequate. Lord, and our love is nothing compared to thine. Greater love of no man than this, that a man lays down his life for his friends. Yea, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And yet, Lord, what a mercy to love thee. And we only love thee, Lord, what a mercy if we do. But we only love thee for one reason. And we love him because he first loved us. And may we love thee more, may we worship thee more. Lord, as we gather round thy word this night, may we be enabled to worship thee. Grant us that true spirit of worship, that we might worship thee in spirit and in truth. As we gather round thy word, we thank thee, Lord, that thou hast granted us the health and strength to be here, the desire to be here, journey of mercies to be here. Thou knowest the many hindrances that we've had in getting here, Lord. And yet, Lord, we thank thee, Lord, that thou hast enabled us to get here around thy word. And we would gather round thy word. We thank thee for thy word. We thank thee for those exceeding great and precious promises in thy word. Do be with each, Lord. Uphold each. Strengthen and support each. We pray for those that are unable to be here. Those, Lord, who have gone for rest and change or held up, Lord, those in affliction's path. We think of the deacon here. Lord, do be with him. We thank thee, Lord, for that sparing his life. And yet, Lord, do be very gracious unto him. Do, Lord, draw nigh. Grant him that. And grant, Lord, that he might even return here if it's thy will. But do be with him. And be with others that are in affliction's path. Bless the means used upon them. We beseech of them. We don't look to the means. We look to thee to bless the means, Lord. Be with the elderly. Those that feel the infirmities of old age. Those that feel, Lord, that mud-walled cottage shape. But what a mercy, Lord, if there are amongst those, as our hymn writer said, who do feel that mud-walled cottage shape, but long or desire to see it fall. Release from this tenement of clay and to be with Christ, which is far better. Be with each, Lord, that are elderly, that feel, Lord, they can't do the things that they used to do. Strength going, Lord, and perhaps memory going as well. We pray that be with them. And do, Lord, be with the children. We thank thee for the children here and the children that attend this course. We pray, Lord, that thou would keep them from the world, keep them from the spirit of the world, and grant, Lord, that they might choose rather suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. And Lord, that one that made that choice could only make that choice because thou did first choose him. Oh, Lord, grant, Lord, that children might be made manifest as thy vessels of mercy. Oh, Lord, we can't give them grace. I wish we could, Lord. But only thou knowest those that are thine. We pray, Lord, that thou would grant it to the young and rising generation, our own children and our grandchildren, and each here, Lord. May they be numbered amongst those that are thine, we beseech of thee. Be with those that are in our care homes. We thank thee for the Bethesda homes. And Lord, we think of that building that's the one that's been demolished, and how we gather, Lord, that the building should soon start here, Lord, at Middlewich. Lord, may that building go up swiftly. There'll be many delays in it, and yet, Lord, all these delays are in thine hand. But we pray, Lord, that it might go up swiftly, And there might be those, Lord, that might be led to occupy the flats that are there. Lord, may it prove to be of thee. For they, Lord, we don't want to build of our own. They, except the Lord build the house, they labour in vain that build it. Oh, Lord, be with each. Be with the deacons here. Uphold them, Lord. Strengthen them in all that they do. And all others, Lord, that help in this cause of truth. This time of the year when engagements are made, Lord, we pray, Lord, that thou constrain the hearts of thy servants to come here and to preach the gospel. And yet in this corner of thy vineyard. And Lord, this might be a fruitful corner of thy vineyard. That the word spoken, or Lord, whatever's attended to here, whether it be reading service or line of a hymn or anything, Lord, thou art a sovereign. That it might take a deep root down within those that listen, those that gather, and bear that fruit towards thy great and holy name. We pray, Lord, for our denomination. We thank thee, Lord, for the number that gather here. But we do think of the many causes of truth up and down this nation and throughout the world, Lord, where there are few that gather. But, Lord, we do thank thee that there are any that gather. And, Lord, this is the day of small things, and we would not despise the day of small things. We thank thee that it's the day of anything. But, Lord, we pray that I'd build up our denomination and our causes. That there might be that reviving in our own hearts first, and a revival in vital godliness. And a revival, Lord, in number, if it's thy will. We thank thee, Lord, that thou hast said even for the twos and threes that gather together in my name, there am I in the midst. But we would not be satisfied with twos or threes. May we not be. May, Lord, there be that gracious in growing of precious souls. Thou knowest those that are thine. Awaken sinners. We think of the number that are about round this chapel in this place. Oh, Lord, may there be that compelling by thee, that would compel others to come in, those that even pass by, those, Lord, that live next door. Thou knowest those that are thine, and do, Lord, work. Prodigals that have left, Lord, do bring them back. Bring them to that abject poverty, and they might remember their father's house and have that desire to return. I have sinned against heaven in thy sight. O Lord, hear us, we beseech of thee. Be with each of thy servants. Uphold us and strengthen and support us, Lord, as we preach thy word. O Lord, leave us not to preach anything that we haven't handled, tasted and felt ourselves. But may, Lord, we preach, Lord, the whole gospel of Christ, our precious Christ. Help us, Lord. Help me this night. And each that preaches in thy name, we beseech of thee, Lord. But there are many pulpits in our denomination that are empty. Many, Lord, have reading services. And Lord, send out others. To preach the gospel, we beseech of thee. Those that are equipped by thee, and those that are sent by thee. Raise up pastors after thine own heart, Lord, if it's thy will. Hear, Lord, and each. Do, Lord, hear us. Help, Lord, each. Lord, help me this night. And I'll plead that word that thou did give to me just before the church meeting when I was sent out. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. O Lord, well, my dependence, once again, each time as I preach, is on thy word and is on thee. Thou hast said, open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. Will fill my mouth, Lord. Fill my mouth, Lord, what thou would have me speak this night. And, Lord, open thy word to our understanding. And, Lord, grant, Lord, that thy gracious presence might be known and felt. And each time the friends gather here, that, Lord, they might not be a gather out of formality, custom or tradition, but they might come seeking thy presence. Lord, even as the Greeks of old, sir, we would see Jesus. O Lord, let us not be content with a religion short of seeing Jesus. O Lord, we know we can come and go to the chapels and don't feel thy presence, but the fault lies with us. Perhaps we have come prayerfully. Perhaps we haven't come prayerfully. Perhaps we've come carelessly. O Lord, any that have come prayerlessly, O Lord, waken them to the need of prayer. Any, Lord, that have come careless, waken them, Lord, to their need. And what do we need? We need thee, Lord. Without thee, we are nothing. Without thee, we can do nothing. As Paul said, I be nothing. And yet, Lord, he also said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. O Lord, strengthen us. uphold us. Do, Lord, leave us not, neither forsake us. Be with us as a nation. We pray, Lord, for our new leaders, those, Lord, that thou hast seen fit to put in power over us in the government. We pray, Lord, that thou would work mightily in the government, that, Lord, they might their eyes opened to know there's one God in heaven, an almighty God, even the Prime Minister, Lord. And each, Lord, that they might be made by thee into people of prayer, that they might seek that to do that which is right in thy sight, in accordance with thy mind and with thy will. Many things we might fear this government might do in the future. But we know, Lord, that all the hearts of all men are in thine hand, and thou can turn them whithersoever thou wilt. We think, Lord, of perhaps euthanasia. O Lord, grant that that might not become legalised in this nation, we beseech of thee. O Lord, hear us. Much to pray, much to bear before thee. And yet, Lord, may we prove the power of prayer. No might, even as Jehoshaphat fell. No might against this great company that's come against us, neither know we what to do. Ah, but Lord, his eyes were upon thee. And may our eyes ever be upon thee. Make thine arm bare on our behalf. Hear the sighs and cries of thy poor people. And do, Lord, hear us. Preserve unto us our Lord's day. Preserve unto us our Protestant heritage. Preserve unto us our Christian liberties. How these things are under attack in this day and generation in which we live. But do, Lord, hear us. Grant, Lord, that we may ever be able to gather around thy word. We thank thee for thy word. Many places do not have thy word, Lord. We thank thee for the causes of truth. Many do not have causes of truth to gather in. And we thank thee for a few like-minded friends that we might gather with. But may, Lord, we not take these things for granted, lest thou should take them from us. Make us truly thankful. Lord, make us thankful for every single mercy, thy manifold mercies. We're not worthy of the least of all the mercies that thou hast bestowed upon us. We thank thee for food, clothing, raiment, the temporal mercies. Lord, may we be ever mindful that everything we have in this world, life, comes through the good and gracious hands of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. And we thank thee for those much greater spiritual mercies. Oh Lord, and certainly not worthy of them, certainly not deserving of them. Forgive all our sins, all our failings. Wash us and make us whiter than snow, Lord. Help us to sing thy praises in the hymns, Lord, that has guided and directed our friend in choosing. And do, Lord, help. Help, Lord. Lord, help me. We ask it all for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn number 333. 333. O my soul, what means this sadness? Wherefore art thou thus cast down? Let thy griefs be turned to gladness. Bid thy restless fears be gone. Look to Jesus and rejoice in his dear name. Hymn 333.
turn together this evening to the 119th Psalm. The 119th Psalm and the 41st verse. Psalm number 119, verse 41. Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation, according to thy word. Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation, according to thy word. What a mercy that we're enabled, as God does enable us, to plead his word before him. As I said in prayer, as Peter said, there are many exceeding great and precious promises in his word. But we must turn those promises into prayers. And as we come before the Lord, we must pray unto the Lord for those promises in his word. What a mercy that we can do so. And when we read God's holy word and those promises in it, we must turn them into personal pleas before the Lord. What a mercy if you and I, in our pathway, have really cried out unto the Lord for mercy. There is the course, that account in Luke, I think it's Luke chapter 18, of the two that came into the house of God. There was the Pharisee and the publican. And what a difference between the two. What a difference. The Pharisee came in and prayed with himself. And his prayer was thus: God, I thank thee. Started well. We should enter into the courts of God with thanksgiving. We should make our supplications and requests known unto God with thanksgiving. I thank thee. What a mercy is if you enter these earthly courts, you thank God. Thank God for his mercies. Thank God that it's this very moment you're not in hell. We deserve hell. Hell is our... we deserve because we're sinners. And yet, it is through the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. What a faithful God. What a merciful God. What a gracious God. We're still found on praying ground. We can still gather in his name. We can still plead for mercy. God, I thank thee. And the Pharisee went on, that I am not as other men are. We should thank the Lord if the Lord keeps us. If the Lord keeps us from sinning openly. If the Lord keeps our feet. If the Lord keeps us from slipping. But remember that we cannot keep alive our own soul. Remember that we are not able to keep ourselves. Now, and let none be... think they can. That's very dangerous ground to think that we can keep ourselves. No. But we must thank God. Thank God for ordering our footsteps, guiding us, directing us, and keeping us. Keeping us. God, I thank thee that I am not as other men. But then he looked down on others, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. He was bringing before the Lord the things that he'd done. The things that he thought were worthy of eternal life. The things that are in accordance with God's holy law. And of course, God's holy law is a good law. Given by a good God. For the good of his people. But how we fail to keep it. Yes, might have kept it outwardly. Again. If you kept God's law outwardly, thank God. But think about the heart. The Lord looks upon the heart. The Lord sees the hidden motives in the heart. sees the hidden desires, sees the looks into our very heart. We stand before him revealed exactly as we are, sees us through and through. There is no such thing with God as a hidden sin. We might hide sins from each other. We might try and even forget them ourselves. Sin will never do that. But we stand before God, and he sees us through and through. What a mercy he does. I preached here once from those words, "Thou art the man." What a mercy if the Lord said to you and to me, "Thou art the man, sinner. Thou hast done the deed." Anyway, this one man here, the Pharisee, didn't see himself as God saw him. No. He thought he was blameless. No, but he wasn't. The Lord saw into his very heart. And the other, the publican. Remember, publicans, tax collectors, hated. You know, they were and often extortionate. And, you know, but the publicans and harlots go into heaven before the Pharisees. And the publican, Zacchaeus was a publican. And the publican, standing afar off, couldn't approach. Felt so unworthy, so poor, so needy, couldn't approach unto a holy God. In and of himself, couldn't approach unto a thrice holy God. Afar off, have you ever felt to be afar off from God? Have you ever felt to be so foul, so loathsome, so poor in the sight of a thrice holy God? Have you ever loathed yourself, as it says in Jeremiah? Have you ever felt to be abominable in the sight of God? Like Job, I abhor myself and repent and dust and ashes. And Job again, I am vile. What a mercy if you felt like that. Not comfortable to the flesh, I admit. Not pleasant to the flesh, mortifying to the flesh. But what a mercy if the Lord has revealed to you and to me what we are in and of ourselves in the sight of a thrice holy God. I abhor myself. I am vile. Wounds, bruises, putrefying sores. What a mercy to be taught it. What a mercy if the Holy Spirit's really taught us that. Then we won't come in like the Pharisee then. We won't come in thinking we're better than others. No. We'll come in exactly the opposite. We'll come in feeling to be worse than others. To feeling to be the most despicable. To be feeling to be the most unworthy. To be feeling to be the most vile. And we can't approach unto a thrice holy God in and of ourselves. He's a consuming fire. He cannot look upon a single sin in a single sinner with any degree of allowance. He's a holy God, thrice holy God. Let that ring in your ears and in mine. Not a holy God. Holy, holy, holy God. Have purer eyes than to behold evil. And canst not look upon iniquity. And that's the God we have to deal with, friends. And we would not have any other way, would we? No. A perfect God. A holy God. And that's what we have to deal with. And we would have to come in like the publican. Afar off. We can't approach in and of ourselves. No. Afar off. It couldn't lift up so much as his eyes to heaven. Downcast. What a mercy if you've and I've been really downcast. And some of our hearts, how cast down we get at times. There is much to cast us down. Situation in the nation, situation in our denomination, and our own hearts. Cast us down, our sinnership, our failings, our shortcomings, our iniquities. Much to cast us down. In and of ourselves.
And what a mercy there is that portion in, I think it's the 42nd Psalm. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God. Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him. Well, this publican could praise God. He was cast down. Couldn't look up. Smote upon his breast. Because that's where the offences were. In his heart, his very being, his very soul, his very spirit. A sinner. Ah, but what did he do? Cried unto God. Cried unto an almighty God. Cried unto a prayer hearing. And a prayer answering God. And you know that petition. It's a well quoted petition. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Look at the personal nature of it. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Yes, me. Not the person next to you. The person behind you. In front. Me. Yes, me. God, be merciful to me. What a mercy, friends, if you and I have really felt our need of mercy, have really felt our absolute need of mercy, because we're condemned. We're condemned by God's holy law. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. And that's you and I by nature. There's never been a perfect man except for the God man, the man Christ Jesus. The wages of sin is death. Every man shall be put to death for his own sin. Eternal death, eternal separation. We're condemned by the holy word of God. Thought, motives, intentions. And remember, even if we don't do good, that's a sin in God's sight. How sure I come. How condemned I come. Condemned by God's holy word. Condemned by my conscience. What a mercy we've got a conscience. I believe we're the only creature that has a conscience. That small, still voice within us. Yeah, we can override our consciences, though. Condemned by the devil. He'll come. So you're such a great sinner. Yeah, you've got the chiefest of sins, got nothing on you. Yeah, your debt. Yeah, the 500 pence debtor was forgiven. Frankly or freely forgave the 500 pence and 50. Yours is 5,000. Let's come in. Pleading for mercy. Pleading for mercy. Because we're condemned. And yet, in Romans, there is therefore now no condemnation. Wonderful, isn't it? No condemnation. Deserve to be condemned. But there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. To them which are in Christ Jesus. What a mercy. What a mercy that the Lord teaches his people, this side of the grave, their need of mercy. That the Holy Spirit convicts of sin. But what a mercy the Holy Spirit doesn't leave the sinner there. Doesn't leave the Lord's people there in that slough of despond. Doesn't leave them in that place of abject poverty, that destitute. Leads them to a precious Christ. That a precious Christ may have all the glory, all the praise and all the honour in the salvation of sinners. God be merciful. It's a wonderful prayer, this, of the publican. He knew where to go to obtain mercy. God. Remember, only God can forgive sins. There's so much delusion in this world. The Roman Catholics go to priests, think they can forgive sins, they have to do penance. No. We've got a high priest in heaven who's at the right hand of the Father making intercession for us. That advocate, the advocate, an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. Only God can forgive sins. And the Pharisees said that, didn't they? To the Lord, who can forgive sins but God only? They said that mockingly, not knowing that the one that forgave the sins of that man sick of the palsy was God, the precious Christ. So he knew where to go, God. He knew what he needed, mercy. And he knew what he was, a sinner. What a mercy if you know you're a sinner and I know I'm a sinner. And what a mercy if we know where to go. And what a mercy that God is merciful. And remember, it was the publican. Went down to his house justified. Now, justification is to be right with God. And you and I, in and of ourselves, are not right with God. God is angry with the wicked every day. And that's you and I by nature. That nature that's in us, the nature from Adam's fall. Evil, sin. That's our nature. We love sin. By nature. But to be justified with God, to be right with God, how could he be justified? A precious Christ. We're justified by the blood of a precious Christ. And if we're really taught by the Holy Spirit what we are and what we need and where to go, it won't boast us up. It won't lift us up. It'll lift us down. We'll have to come in with that true humility. Come on our knees, pleading for mercy. Can't get low enough, friends. We can't get low enough. May the Lord keep us low. Low at his feet. And we won't be boosted up thinking, oh, I'm better than others. Or oh, I'm not such a great sinner. My debt's not so good as others. Not so big as others. No. Come in on our knees, pleading for mercy, pleading for mercy, pleading what he has done. And I tell you, this man went down to his side rather than the other, for everyone that exalted himself shall be abased, and he that humbled himself shall be exalted. Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation according to thy word. What mercy if you've pleaded this prayer. So have I. What a mercy you have. Desiring mercy. Not being able to live without mercy. Not being able to go through this. Well, listen, no, the mercy of God. In the Psalms, there's so much about mercy. So important. Mercy through the grace of God. What a mercy to cry out for mercy. David knew it. David knew his need of mercy. You know David's sins. You know your sins. And I know my sins. And I know I need mercy. What a mercy if each of us do. Remember what David said. Psalm 25. Remember not the sins of my youth. Those sins of youth and growing years. Remember not the sins of my youth. Yeah, we want the Lord to remember us. Remember us, yes. As the dying thief said to the Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. We want the Lord to remember us. And remember, he will remember all these people because they're in the Lamb's Book of Life. But remember not my sins. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. It's breaking the law. We can't plead ignorance. Some of us are very, very ignorant. I am. Ignorance isn't a defense under the law. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. According to thy mercy. Couldn't deny being a sinner. Couldn't deny the transgressions. His plea was for mercy. His desire was to obtain mercy. His need was to obtain mercy. And the 51st Psalm, David's one of David's penitential psalms, how does it begin? The first words, have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude, friends, of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions.
Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from all sin. Mercy. Be merciful unto me. The 56th Psalm. Be merciful unto me. The 57th Psalm. Be merciful unto me. What a mercy, friends, to plead for mercy. What a mercy to know you need it, as I keep saying. There are many thousands, no, millions, who don't know they need mercy. The Pharisee didn't know he needed mercy. Those who the God of this world has blinded. Those who are still dead in trespasses and sins. And I know all those are the Lord's that are dead in trespasses. The Lord will awaken, the Lord will quicken. But what a mercy, friends, if your eyes are truly open, and my eyes are truly open, to our need of mercy. To plead for mercy. To desire mercy. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. To me, a sinner. To me, the sinner. And that mercy of the Lord. Tender mercy. Oh, the Lord is so merciful to his people. As it says in Peter, abundant mercy for such abundant sinners. In Ephesians, rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he has loved us. What a mercy that the Lord is merciful to his people. No hope for you and I without it. Who is a God, Micah? Who is a God like unto thee? A perfect God, a holy God, a sin-hating God, pure God, and yet a God of mercy, a God of love, a God of grace to his people. Who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever. Because he delighteth in mercy. Abundant mercy, rich mercy. For sinners. For those that cry. Those that need, those that feel their need of mercy. Let thy mercies come also unto me. To me. Let Lord, thy mercies come unto me. Two hymns that I'd briefly like to mention. The 11th hymn. It's singing of mercy. Thy mercy, O God, is the theme of my song. And the second verse. Thy mercy in Jesus exempts me from hell. Its glories I sing and its wonders I'll tell. 'Twas Jesus, my friend, when he hung on the tree, who opened the channel of mercy for me. Without thy sweet mercy, I could not live here. Soon sin would reduce me to utter despair. But through thy free goodness, my spirits revive. And he that first made me still keeps me alive. I weep to the praise of mercy I find. And it's this, friends. The door of thy mercy stands open all day to the poor and the needy who knock by the way. No sinner that ever be empty sent back, who comes seeking mercy for Jesus' sake. O Lord, have mercy upon me. Have mercy. And I was thinking as well, the 385th hymn. Have you ever cried like this psalmist did? Like David did? Like the Pharisee, like the publican did? Let thy mercies come also unto me. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Oh, be merciful, Lord. Hear, gracious God, a sinner's cry. For I have nowhere else to fly. My hope, my only hope's in thee. O God, be merciful to me. There are seven verses in that hymn. Read it. I'd encourage you to read it. Each of those verses ends with the same plea. Same prayer. O God, be merciful to me. To thee I come a sinner vile. O God, be merciful to me. To thee I come a sinner great. O God. Now, these are just the first and the last lines of each of the verses. To thee I come a sinner great. O God, be merciful to me. To thee I come a sinner lost. O God, be merciful to me. In his last verse. To glory bring me, Lord, at last. And there when all my fears are past, with all the saints I'll then agree, God has been merciful to me. Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation. Now this mercy, so the grace of God, the sovereign grace, electing love and mercy to his people. And in Exodus, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee. I will be gracious. It's a promise. It's one of the exceeding great and precious promises, one of the shalls and wills of Jehovah. And will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. Now, mercy is for the guilty. The ones that are not guilty do not need mercy. There's that well-known account, so you can look it up, you can read it, of Napoleon. And how there was one that came to him, I think it was the son, had two offences, worthy of death. And the mother came, I think it was pleading that Napoleon would pardon him. And Napoleon said something like, well, he's guilty, why should I pardon him? Mercy. Mercy is what she wanted. Mercy is what she got. Mercy is for the guilty. I will be gracious and will show mercy on whom I will. He's a sovereign. His grace is sovereign. Keeping mercy for thousands and forgiving iniquity. Oh, let me go to the verse before. This is Exodus chapter 34, verse 6. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering. Oh, what a mercy is long-suffering. What a mercy. And abundant in goodness and truth. Could be mercy for thousands. Forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. And that he will by no means merciful God. A gracious God. That psalm, the first psalm that we read together, the 69th psalm. Again, a psalm of David. What a low place he got into there. Sunk in deep mire. And so on. And how in that psalm, is obviously related to our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ as well. Particularly some of the verses, the 4th, the 9th and the 21st. But David said this. But as for me, my prayer is unto thee, O Lord, in an acceptable time. O God, in the multitude of thy mercy, hear me. In the truth of thy salvation, deliver me. Hear me, O Lord, for thy loving kindness is good. Turn unto me according to the multitude of thy tender mercies. James mentioned tender mercies in the context of Job. James 5, verse 1. The mercies of God. Tender mercies, abundant mercies, delighting mercies, rich mercies. For such poor sinners, such needy sins. And his mercy endureth forever. Isn't that 1 of the Psalms, I think it's 136, the end of each verse. And there are many other Psalms as well. His mercy endureth forever. Because we need mercy. Now, don't get me wrong. I know that for the Lord's people. And what a mercy if there are those here that have that hope, they are amongst the Lord's people. I tremble to think any that aren't. But, that mercy. Now, the Lord's people, their sins are forgiven. They're cast behind his back, cast in the depths of the ocean. But how our walk and conduct? How we fail? Even now, Paul knew it. When I would do good, evil is with me. O wretched man that I am, who can deliver me from this body of death? Wretched. How does sin make us wretched? Has it made you wretched? Failings, times unbelief, at times little faith. Oh, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Don't deal with me as I deserve. Thou art merciful, thou art gracious. Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord. Even unto me, Lord. And what a mercy that we can plead, and how we have to plead daily. Don't think, friends, that those that have a good hope don't have to plead for mercy daily. They do. If I know anything about the pathway, hourly. We have to confess, as I said in prayer, we have to confess our sins. The sins of our walk, sins of our conduct, sins of failing. How we fail, how I fail. If we confess our sins, it's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The psalmist here, mercies, grace, according to thy word, the two pillars, thy word, and that mercy and that grace of the love of God. Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation. How we need saving. We can't save ourselves. No. Even if we, from this moment of our life, even this very for the rest of our lives, however long it might be, if we didn't commit a single sin, now I know that's impossible. Well, it is for this one in the pulpit anyway. But if it were possible, that would not save us. No. We've got all those sins of youth and growing years. Oh Lord, how we need saving. What a mercy if you cried out to the Lord, save me. Oh Lord, have salvation upon me. Remember Simeon. When Simeon came into that temple. Now let us thy servant depart in peace according to thy. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation. In need saving. He saw the Saviour, literally. Zacharias, that horn of salvation. How we need saving and how we've got a perfect Saviour. Precious Christ. As we know more and more, as the Holy Spirit teaches us more and more, as we progress further in this waste howling wilderness, this pilgrimage here below, we need it more and more. Because we get defiled more and more. We have to cling to him and more and more. We need saving from ourselves. We need him to save us. We need saving from thinking anything of ourselves. We need saving from thinking we can do anything to save ourselves. We need to cry out, Lord. Lord, have mercy. Lord, even thy salvation to come unto me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Now we need that said personally. To my soul, your soul. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. And those of us that have that hope, that good hope through grace, what do we have to plead? Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, as David did. Oh, there's such a joy in salvation. There's such a joy in knowing a precious Christ, relying upon a precious Christ, believing in a precious Christ, trusting in a precious Christ. Can't trust in ourselves. We've got to cease from man, cease from any man, and cease from our own man. Yeah. We've got to look to him, trust in him, believe him, that work that he has finished. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. That's our salvation. He came into this world, left the realms of bliss, left the Father's bosom, came into this world to die for sinners. He set his face as a flint to go to Jerusalem. He came into this world for the purpose of saving his people. That his people may have mercy. That his people may have that good hope through grace. That his people, when they're taken from, may be with him in heaven forever and ever and ever. What a mercy, friends, that there is salvation for such poor creatures. In that soul, a poor and needy creatures. And he's the one thing needful. Truly, in vain, Is salvation hoped for from the hills? Or the idols and the things of the... No. Truly, in vain is salvation hoped for from the hills and from the multitude of mountains. Truly, in the Lord our God is the salvation of Israel and him alone. In what he has done, and he has done alone. Only a saving interest in him will do. May none come short. May none make a shipwreck of faith. May we have that faith to trust that. He suffered in the room, place, and stead of his people. All their iniquities were laid upon him. And how he suffered. How he bled. How he died. Great were the pangs of his body, but greater the pangs of his mind. For sinners, the hiding of his father's face. Remember in Gethsemane, how his soul was sorrowful even unto death. An angel was sent to strengthen him. You think about your sins. I've said it to my own people at Braintree. I've got enough to think about my own. So I care for them. I love them. But you think about your sins, friends, and think about your sins laid upon a Saviour. And then you think about the sins of the whole election of grace laid upon how he suffered. In the room, place, and stead of his people. Now, what a mercy. We know that there is a number that no man can number, chosen before the foundation of the world, all sinners. And he came into this world to save his people. What a mercy if you have that desire to be numbered amongst his people. Yeah, don't deserve to be amongst them. None of us do. What a mercy if you're given that desire. And what a mercy if the Lord reveals to you you are amongst his people. Say unto my soul, yes, me, I am thy salvation. Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord. Even thy salvation, according to thy word. Save me, Lord. Save me. Save me from what I deserve. Save me from what I've earned. O Lord, bow down thine ear. Hear my cry. Hear my petition. Thou wilt be merciful. Thou wilt be gracious. O Lord, be merciful unto me. Be gracious unto me. Bow down thine ear, O Lord. Hear me, for I am poor and needy. Be merciful unto me, O Lord. For I cry unto thee daily, daily. For I cry unto thee daily. But he is merciful. What a mercy, friends, if you've tasted that mercy, if you've handled that mercy, the Lord's granted you that mercy. And David needed mercy. All the Lord's people need mercy. And David sought that mercy, obtained that mercy, and all the Lord's people will. I will be merciful to whom I will be merciful, and gracious to whom I will be gracious. If you're given that true desire for mercy, if you're given that true desire after him, remember, him that cometh unto me are in no wise cast off. And those that come unto him, no man can come unto him except the Father draw them. Those that are taught. What a mercy if you're taught and I'm taught our need of him. What a mercy if the Lord's opened our eyes and our ears to see a beauty in this man, this God-man, the man Christ Jesus. That we might see everything in him. That he might be our all and in all, our chiefest among 10,000, the altogether lovely, such a fullness in him for such empty sinners. But what a mercy that he is merciful, friends. And what a mercy still receiving sinners. The friend of publicans and sinners. This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And I've quoted a bit already from the 86th Psalm, the second of the Psalms that we read. But David could go on and say this. He had that plead for mercy. He needed mercy, and we're no different. Let's not think we're any different. We need the same mercy from the same God. A merciful God and a gracious God to his people. Yeah, we're great sinners, foul sinners, but he's merciful. For great is thy... David said this. This course of directed by the Holy Spirit, as all scripture is by inspiration of God. For great is thy mercy toward me. And if we know what we are, we'll say, great is thy mercy toward me. Great, Lord, thou art a great God, an almighty God, a perfect God. But great is thy mercy toward me. And David could go on. What a mercy, friend, if you're able to go on. What a mercy if you have that, and if you're not able to at this moment for fear of presumption, what a mercy if you want to be able to go on. It's a sign. But don't stop there, friends. It's not enough to know we're sinners. Don't get me wrong, it's a great mercy to know we're sinners. But we need to know him. We need to know his salvation. We need to know that we're saved. We need to know we're amongst those that create joy in heaven. Yes, sinners. There is joy in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons that need no repentance. And where does the sinner look? Looks to Jesus. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For sinners, oh, the love of God. His own dear son, bleeding, suffering, dying, for sinners, that he might be merciful unto sinners, gracious unto sinners, pardoning unto sinners. Let me go back to that verse. Let me now complete it. For great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. The lowest hell is what we deserve. And yet the lows that receive that mercy, through the grace and the love of God, deliverance from hell. Deliverance from what they earn. Deliverance to be with Christ, which is far better. But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion. Yeah, the Lord pities those that fear him. Are full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering, plenteous in mercy and truth. For such plenteous sinners, such great sinners, such abundant sinners, oh, his mercy. Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation according to thy word. Plead his word before him. Plead his word. Those are many examples in his word of those that had to plead for mercy and they obtained mercy. Those that truly sought it, those that truly... I've already cried, come unto me, all ye that labour and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come unto him with those burdens. And what's the greatest burden we should have? You might have many burdens in this life. Many felt needs in this life. But what should be your greatest burden? Your sin. Come unto me, all ye that labour and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Labouring under a sense of sin. Our sense of faith that this man receiveth sinners and eateth. Oh, come unto me. Come and die. What a mercy. The Lord is still receiving that sinner. Come unto him. Turn this into a prayer. God be merciful to me, a sinner. The prayer of the Pharisee. And he went down to his house justified. Right with God. There is peace with God. In and through a precious Christ. Friends, if you and I felt his mercy, his need of mercy, and his being merciful, it will bring us right down. As I said earlier, it won't be any reason to boast ourselves up, to boost ourselves up. No. No. It'll bring us right down. Why me? Why such a sinner as me? Why was I made to hear his voice? Why was I chosen? That he may have all the praise, all the honour. Don't forget that, friends. Don't forget to praise him. Don't forget to worship. Don't forget to give him all the praise, all the honour, and all the... Not because of anything we've got that we have not received. No, it's all from him. That he may have all the praise, all the honour, all the glory. And I've said to my their own friends at Braintree, eternity won't be long enough, friends, to praise him for what he has done. Salvation for his people. Save them with an everlasting love them with an everlasting love. Oh, the love of God to sinners. The love of God to those that in and of themselves are unlovable. But it's his love.
Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation according to thy word. Well, may the Lord bless his own word to each of our souls. And may the Lord deepen that work of grace in each of our souls, that the Lord might teach us our need of mercy. The Lord might teach us where to go to get that mercy. And the Lord might be merciful unto us daily, hourly. O Lord, be merciful. O Lord, be gracious. Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation, according to thy word. God be merciful to me, a sinner. Amen.
There'll be a short meeting after this service for those who help with fire safety and first aid. God willing, Mr. Philip Warren will preach next Lord's Day. Mr. John Rosier feels unable to come next Tuesday, and we hope Mr. Pack will be well enough to come then. Our closing hymn is number 218, 218. Mercy is welcome news indeed to those that guilty stand. Wretches that feel what help they need will bless the helping hand. Hymn 218.
Thank you.
Forgive anything I've said amiss. Make up where I fail, Lord. I think of Paul and how he said, Lord, that he obtained mercy. Lord, may that be an example to each. If such a sinner as this one in the pulpit could attain mercy, then, Lord, there's hope for all and for thy people. O Lord God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Be with us as we part. Keep the devil from us. Help the friends here, Lord, in the things that have to be attended to after this service, Lord. And on the Lord's Day, grant thy gracious presence. And Lord, leave us not, neither forsake us. We deserve to be less. We deserve to be forsaken. And yet, Lord, ever be with us. Uphold us, strengthen and support us. Keep the devil from us. Grant journey and mercies. Forgive our sins. Forgive my failings. Anything, Lord, that's been in accordance with thy mind and with thy will, grant thy blessing upon it, we beseech of thee. As we'd ask it all for Jesus Christ, now may the grace of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Ghost, rest and abide with us each, now and forevermore. Amen.